Okay, that's a side two. Okay, so we rode the bullet train. I just remembered something while I was turning the tape over. Carolyn Hogshead sent my certificate of achievement, Duchess, and I got that yesterday also, and I was just delighted. She had done exactly what she said she was going to do. She forwarded the certificate to Major General Leland Cagwin. Remember him, my friend? And he signed it and sent it back. And also yesterday, I had a letter from Sandy Scott. I don't know if you will remember Sandy. She came to Korea, I would say about maybe 3 months before I left. No, maybe more than that. Maybe it was 6 months. But anyway, it was a few months prior to me leaving Korea, and I trained her. And she left Korea, I guess, last October. She had her year in. And she went home to the States and then went on to Germany. And she's in, near Stuttgart, or I forget. She wrote and told me. It's Bloomberger or something. Anyway, the point is, she wrote to me for the very first time, and I haven't seen her since a year ago, last October. But she wrote and said that she visits frequently with General Cagwin and his family. He's over there, and him and his wife have these dinner parties and things, and they invite Sandy to go. And he has asked for me and spoken of me many times, and she said perhaps he was going to write a letter. She was getting the address or something like this. Anyway, she wanted me to start corresponding with her. And then, jeez, are you kidding me? I just don't write. But anyway, that was another letter I had. I probably have to get something off to her. So there's that, and Auntie Lizzie, and I should write Mother a line. Dear me. Okay, so I went to Japan on, last Tuesday, and of course many hundred things happened before Tuesday, but I can't remember one of them. So last Tuesday on the 28th, I left and got to Japan. We got there about 8:30 in the evening, but I actually didn't get to my hotel until 3:00 in the morning. And I stayed at, the reason for that was, Duchess, we had to go through the R&R Center. I didn't have to go, but I wanted to go. I was looking for one of the boys that used to work in our office. Anyway, I stayed at the Sana Hotel. The Sana Hotel, Duchess, is technically it's transit billeting for military people. And dependents, and of course DAX. But you have to be a GS-12 to stay there if you're a civilian. And you have to have orders. And of course I was on R&R orders, and my orders read GS-10, which is what I am. And so at the R&R Center, I told the boys there that I would not get in unless I was at least a 12. And so they changed the orders to read a 12. They're very clever when they want to be. They just erased the 0 and put a 2, and then they ran off fresh copies, 6 of them. So when I went to the Sano, I told them I was a GS-12, and I showed them my orders, and I got in. I am lucky. The Sano is nothing luxurious. In fact, it's as it says, transit billeting, which means you could get in a room with 2 or 3 people. I was lucky I had a small private room the first 3 nights. But the point is, it's a very centrally located hotel and has all the conveniences for Americans. It has a beauty shop, it has an APO, it has 2 or 3 bars, it has restaurant facilities, bookstores, everything in English. All the people who work there speak English, and it has a bank right in there to change currency. So it's extremely convenient for everyone who stays there. So I stayed there for the first 3 nights, and then I met Roseanne Barry, who has been here with me in Vietnam. She came over. She asked me to wait for her before going to the fair so we could go together. And so we did. This was Friday. She arrived Friday morning, and I met her in the lobby, and we had breakfast, and off we went. And we took the bullet train to Kyoto, which is a short distance outside of Osaka, where the fair is. The fair is at Osaka. And when we got to Kyoto, we had no reservations, but we went to this little information, it's like the city municipal building, and we told them we were looking for a room, preferably a Japanese-style room, which they call a ryokan. And so they found one almost immediately, and it was about 10-minute taxi ride from the train station. So we went there and we stayed, and it was lovely, Duchess. Really, really nice. It was my first experience in a ryokan. I have been in them before, but I have not slept in them. And, you know, they have the mat on the floor. This one is, I'm sure, fairly modern because it was fully air-conditioned. It's just one room with a fairly large table that is very, very low to the floor. And at night they pull out these mats that have a name that I don't know. And, of course, you sleep on the floor. And you find you get on your feet very little. You just kind of crawl around on your knees. There are no closets and no chest of drawers. Your luggage is kind of all over the place. I don't know what they do to hang up clothes. And it's a little different. But most comfortable, there's nothing more comfortable than sleeping on the floor, particularly, as I say, with these mattresses, very, very thin mattresses, two very thin ones, more like a cushion underneath you. And I enjoyed that, Duchess, very, very much so. And we were very fortunate because each two mornings, that's all we were there, three nights and two mornings, we had a Western-style breakfast served, which one morning was scrambled eggs, and the next morning it was an omelet with fruit and toast and jelly and coffee. And we thought this was pretty great because usually you don't get this. You get Japanese food. And what they eat for breakfast could be the same thing or the same type of food that they would have for lunch or for supper. But we made out very nicely. And, oh, so many little things, and I know I won't get all on this tape. In the hotel, as in all Japanese hotels, and this is, it's not a hotel, it doesn't look like a hotel, Dutch, it looks like a home. It's a private home, but they convert some of these rooms into guest rooms. And there's one community bath. Well, there are two. One is a sort of a Western-style one, which means it has a shower with a form of a tub. Not exactly a bathtub. But the other one is strictly Japanese, which also has a shower, but it has the hot bath. It's like a bath you can step into right up to your head. It's that deep, but it's filled with hot, boiling water. And they have more than one style, I understand, but this one, they probably fill it once a day, and they cover the top of the well with big, heavy boards to keep the water hot. And the way you work this is you go in and you take a shower and you get thoroughly clean before you get in this hot well, or I call it a well, it's not a tub. And then, of course, you stay in there for as long as you can stand it. And when Roseanne was telling me how to utilize the community bath here, because we only went in one at a time, but still, you can go in more than one, and I'm sure they do. The families go in together. But she said, Anne, if the water's too hot, she said, there's a cold spigot there, cold running water, just run a little cold water. And she says, when you get in, don't worry if the water goes out on the side, because it's all tile, the floor, and it won't harm it if it gets wet. Well, Duchess, I could no more get in that water than I could chew on cement. It was just too hot. So I was scooping water out of this well and running the cold water full blast for 10 minutes before it got cool enough that I could get my whole body in. And once I got in, of course, it took me about 15 minutes to ooze my way into this water. But it was comfortable, and I stayed in it maybe 10 minutes, and I was just as red as a beet, but my whole body was stimulated. And this is, it's very good. Roseanne thoroughly enjoys them. She stays in them for a half hour or more, but she has done this any number of times. So anyway, that was an experience. And in addition to that, we wear a kimono. We don't leave our room unless we're in a kimono. And so in the morning, you get up and you take your pajamas off and you put the kimono on to go to the bathroom, which is like down the stairs. And you meet all these people roaming around, and everybody's in the same kimono. It was a blue and white kimono, and the men and the women, the children, everybody's in the same style kimono. It just was hilarious. And, of course, you don't wear any shoes into the ryokan. You leave your street shoes outside, or they have a little place there, and you put on a pair of blue slippers. And they're just scuffle things, and I find it difficult to walk up and down stairs with them because I'm not used to them. Okay, but then when you get to your room, you leave your slippers outside, and you walk in barefooted or socks. And so we were barefooted all the time. And then if you go to the bathroom, you put your blue slippers on when you leave your room, and when you get to the bathroom, you have to take the blue slippers off and put red ones on because they're bathroom slippers. And the bathroom consists of two Japanese style, Oriental style. They're floor urinal, if you know what I'm talking about. They're like a hole in the ground. It's tile thing, but anyway. Then they had one Western, the commode, Western style. But when you go in there, Duchess, then there's a wooden pair of slippers. It's so small that you can hardly stand in front of the commode. That's as much room as you have. But supposedly, you're supposed to put these wooden shoes on. And Roseanne explained this to me, that you put these on, and they rock. They're like a rocking shoe. And that's to put you in the right position. Duchess, it was so funny. The first day, as I say, I'm not used to these type slippers because they can't stay on my feet. But to put on the blue slippers and get up the stairs and take them off and then put them on and take them off to go to the bathroom area and put on the wooden shoes and back into the red ones and then back to the blue one, I was just worn out going to the bathroom. And consequently, I kept dropping my shoes, kept falling down the stairs, and I was walking around with the shoes in my hand. So after the first day, I just quit the whole shoe bit, and I went barefoot all over, because I just could not hack those shoes. They're slippers. But I just got worn out putting them on and taking them. Every room you go into, it's a new pair of slippers. And I met another, there were two American boys there. They were kind of hippie-like, very nice fellows. I met them, every night I met them waiting at the latrine area. They were waiting to use the hot bath, and so was I. One night I was washing out my underwear, and we all stood chatting. And what can you do? Oh, these kimonos, you know. And they were barefoot, too. And I said, what's the matter with you? And they said, we can't manage those slippers at all. Well, the one guy, his feet were too big to begin with. So he said, you don't wear them. I said, no. I said, I can't figure out it. I have one red one on, one blue one, and those wooden things just threw me all together. But it was very funny, and I didn't feel quite so stupid about the whole situation because evidently they, too, were having problems. So then, Duchess, this table, never get it all in. But went to the expo, and 10,000 Japanese children walked on my feet. They kicked me. I'm scarred. I got a karate punch to the windpipe in my throat. I don't know how many ribs were brushed up against, and thousands of people, Duchess. They're basically the Oriental, the Japanese, are extremely kind. They are really, truly, very, very courteous. Until you get in a line that they are in, and then it's every human being for themselves. We enjoyed two full days from morning to night at the fair. We got to see quite a bit, and we were exhausted, totally exhausted, riding the trains, finding our way. You know, we took the wrong train coming back to Tokyo. It was no trouble. It was the same track. It was going the same location, Tokyo, but it was just that it wasn't our train. We had to buy a reserve ticket, and we were on a train that was 15 minutes ahead of time. Anyway, so, but we had a lot of fun, and Roseanne was excellent company to travel with. For 2 days, I could tell you, I make a whole tape just about the fair. It's very worthwhile. I have a couple of booklets here, not too many. I didn't want to carry a lot of it, but perhaps if I get an envelope, I can mail it to you. And it was great, Duchess, just great. And we went back to the sauna, and we met Evelyn. Evelyn Stevens is another librarian, and she is the one who, she worked in North Carolina. Cree took Evelyn's place in North Carolina, and the day that Evelyn comes home, Cree will be out of a job. But Evelyn is planning to extend, and I should write and tell Cree that, because Cree must give that job back to Evelyn. She has reemployment rights when she goes back to the States, and so Cree would be very interested in that, I'm sure. Anyway, isn't it just great, Duchess? I had so many... Oh, and I forgot to tell you, Bill Hawk, you know, my friend Hawk, his friend, Mr. Ueno, or Ueno-san, as the Japanese would say, he met me at the sauna hotel, and he took me shopping in his air-conditioned, chauffeur-driven car, and then his daughter joined us for supper that night. They took me out for Chinese dinner, and I bought them some drinks in the hotel, and it was just great, Duchess, real fine. They're beautiful people, and it just was a very nice, I've been very fortunate with my R&Rs, and I don't plan a thing. I have no reservation, no nothing. I don't know what I'm doing, and I always go and have a marvelous time, but I've been fortunate enough to run into people or have contacts that it makes all the difference in the world. This is just going quicker than I want it to go. Anyway, I did want to get to say hello at least, and just know I had a great time, thoroughly enjoyed it, glad I got your letter. Also had a picture of my brother's children today, just a picture, no letter, no note in an envelope.